So glad to have Brother Melvin Whitlock with us. We all know him from the statement that is made, if it don't shine, it ain't mine. And you know, I started thinking about that, Brother Melvin. God could say that. If we don't shine, we're not his. And I thought there's a lot of good thoughts in that statement there. He has a heart for children, which means a great deal to all of us. They bless children on Sundays and Wednesdays, feeding them physically as well as spiritually, and have a great, great deal in that wonderful ministry. And we are so glad that he is with us tonight to talk on the subject as we deal with practical Christian living of integrity and honesty. And he is no stranger to any of us. And so we are so glad that he's here. And we're going to turn it over to you at this time, Brother Melvin.
Good evening, Florence Boulevard. Hey, man, it's been a long time since I've been here. And when I come, and there are those of you that are here, and I hadn't seen you in a while, and my mouth wanted to say one thing and call your name, but my brain is saying something else, and I don't know if it's that I'm getting old or what it is. But I'm just so thankful to be here tonight here at Florence Boulevard. We bring you greetings from the Westside Church of Christ in Leeden, Alabama, where I worship there, working with Brother Wesley and the brethren and the elders there at the Westside Church of Christ in Leeden. And we just want you to know that the doors swing on open and welcome hinges to you at Westside. And whenever you are in Leeden, Alabama, we want you to feel free to come and be a part of the service at the Westside Church in Leeden. Thank you so much, Brother Don. Thank you so much. And once again, I'm certainly appreciative for the eldership here inviting me to be here tonight. And I just want to just say thank you to Florence Boulevard. When I think about what you have done in assisting me with the children, the bus ministry, the van ministry, the things that we do, we couldn't do that if it wasn't for Florence Boulevard. And I just want you to know we had a baptism last Sunday, one young girl that ride the bus with us and fellowship with us. She was baptized also. So we are seeing a lot of young people being added to the body of Christ. And I just want you to know that you are sending up some tall timber. You may not can see it right now. You may not understand it right now. You may not can comprehend it right now. But down the road, as we sang that song, we'll understand it better by and by. Amen. And like I said, I just want to thank everybody, most of y'all. I feel like this is my home here at Florence Boulevard because of the fact that I wash a lot of y'all's cars. Amen. Yeah, you know me at the car wash. If it don't shine, it ain't mine. Amen. I had to put that plug in there. Amen. I thank the Brother Mike Davison, and I thank the elders, the deacons, all those that play a great part, and that sister that always bringing her little boys, helping me with the school supplies. Wonderful, just a spirit of generosity. I can just go on and just talk about Florence Boulevard, but I didn't come here to do that tonight. Amen. I hope that you have an outline in your possession. Now, if you don't have an outline, raise your hand, and we will give you one. We speak where the Bible speaks. We are silent where the Bible is silent. And if you want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing else but the truth, you have come to the right place this evening. Amen. Now, I want you to fill in the blank. And let's see now, who's the preacher? Is the preacher here? He's going to be somewhere else tonight. Okay. There's Brother Mike. Amen. I hate to put him on the spot, but anyway, I was looking for him, but he could do just fine. I'm going to need a reader tonight, so I guess, Brother Mike, I'm going to volunteer you to do some reading for me. I happen to be from the old school, and I preach from the King James Version. Amen. I'm somewhat afraid of all these other versions that's out today, and I just happen to come from the old school. Amen. And so what I like to do, we're going to do some reading tonight. I'm not going to be up here long. I'm going to make a few points, and I will take my seat momentarily. Amen. Now, if you have a copy of God's Word, I would like for you to turn with me to the Gospel according to St. Matthew. St. Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to commence with verse number 38, St. Matthew. Those that don't have a Bible, raise your hand. If you don't have an outline, raise your hand, and we will make sure that one is given to you. Amen. All the visitors, we want you to know that we appreciate your presence tonight. There are some that I've seen, I hadn't seen in a long time, and I know you, and you know me, and so we don't need to go there anyway. But anyway, I just want you to know I'm just so thankful for you to come out tonight and to support me here at Florence Boulevard. Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to begin with verse number 38. Brother Mike, if you have it, St. Matthew 5, 38 through 42, what does the book say? You've heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that you resist not evil. Whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go, if he compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Verse 42. Give to him that asketh thee, and to him that would borrow of thee, turn thou not away. Thank you so much, Brother Mike. Thank you. Now, we're going to use for a subject this evening, going the second mile. Now, I believe the assigned topic that was given to me was the thought of honesty and integrity. Is that correct? Honesty, well, I just come by to tell you that you can't have honesty and integrity without understanding the principle of going the second mile. That is involved in honesty and integrity. You got to have a certain kind of mindset. Amen. You got to have a mindset of a servant. And a servant is one that's willing to go above and beyond and beneath the cause of duty. Amen. You cannot go into Publix and ask them to give me a pound of honesty. It doesn't work that way. You cannot go into Winn-Dixie and say, I need a half a pound of integrity. It doesn't work that way. Amen. So there is what they call a process that you have to go through in order to have this thing called honesty and integrity, and that is the mindset of a servant and willing to go the second mile. Amen. Now, I know it's difficult going the second mile. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of energy to go the second mile. And even going the second mile, sometimes you have to stretch yourself. Amen. And even going the second mile, sometimes you have to hold your peace and bite your tongue. Say amen if you can. Yes, yes. But I stopped to tell you that if you have a mindset of a servant, and if you're willing to stay on your knees, amen, I said stay on your knees, you will be able to go the second mile. Amen. And that's what God wants from all of us. Amen. And so what I want to do this evening, I want to briefly talk about going the second mile. And in order to do that, we got to realize that we're going to have to depend on God. Amen. You can't do it by yourself. Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. And so in if God, in order for God to build character, in order for God to build goodness and morality in all of us, we're going to have a mindset of a servant and be willing to go the second mile. Amen. And so God, what he does is that he, in order for him to build goodness and character in all of us, we have to have the mindset of going the second mile. And that means that when things get rough, even here at Florence Boulevard, I said when things get rough, amen, we don't get upset. We don't rock the boat. We don't lose our cool. Amen. We just simply need to realize that this is God's way of positioning us. Amen. To see whether or not we're going to pass the test in going the second mile. Amen. And so now, in order to do that, number one, the outline that you have in your possession. Number one, I'm going to write down this word here, and you can go ahead on and fill in the blank. And I'll be standing at that door back there, and I'm going to shake somebody's hand. And I'm going to ask you what was point number one. And some of y'all looking at me right now, I'm going to ask you what was point number two. And there are those that I'm looking at right now, what I'm doing, I'm feeling my audience. I'm looking at the ones that I'm going to see, that I'm going to shake your hand and make sure that you fill out your outline. Say amen if you can. Yes, yes. Number one, we're going to look at St. Matthew chapter 5. Turn your Bibles to St. Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to look at verse number 44. St. Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to look at verse number 44. Brother Mike, if you have that, what does the book say? But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Thank you so much. So number one, it's not enough. It's not enough to, number one, love. It's not enough to love those that love you. Amen. It's not enough to love those that love you, but can you love? Can you love those that hate you? Amen. Can you love those that hate you? Amen. Yeah. That's the mindset of a servant. You see, it's not enough just to love those that love you. I want to know, can you love those that hate you and despitefully use you and persecute you? Amen. I'm trying to develop the mindset of a servant. I'm trying to get you to the point where God wants to use all of us, and God is trying to develop character in our lives. But in order to do that, we got to be willing to go the second mile. Amen. Number one, it's not enough to love those that love you. Number two, it's not enough to worship on Sunday mornings. Matter of fact, I don't think I need to write that. I think I can say this, and I believe y'all can follow along with me with the outline. It's not enough, number two, to worship on Sunday morning. But come back. But come back on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. Yeah. Some of us, we're here on Sunday mornings. But if you're going to be a second miler, you're going to be a second miler. You got to be willing not only just to be here on Sunday mornings, but you got to also be willing to be back on Wednesday nights and on Sunday nights. Amen. That's going the second mile. Number three, it's not enough to teach truth in the home. It's not enough to teach truth in the home, but teach truth everywhere. And the scripture for that would be Acts chapter 8 and verse number 4, where the Bible said, "And they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word." Amen. So it's not enough to preach truth in the home, but God has given all of us the responsibility to teach truth everywhere. Yeah. Now, the scripture for number two is not enough to worship on Sunday mornings, but come back on Sunday nights and on Wednesday night. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, where the Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you." Number four, it's not enough to forgive 7 times, but forgive 70 times 7. Now that one right there, I'm going to just let it soak a minute. Yeah, you know, because Peter said, "Well, I'll forgive him, and I'll forgive him 7 times, and after the 7 times, that's enough." But Jesus said, I didn't say 7 times, and the scripture, the correlated scripture for that will be Matthew chapter 18 and verse number 20 and 21. Matthew chapter 18, 21 and 22, where Jesus says that we're to forgive not 7, but 70 times 7. That means that's an onward forgiving. Amen. Now, like I said, we that are in the body of Christ, we have a problem when it comes down to forgiving one another and loving one another. Amen. Get for me, Brother Mike, get for me Psalms chapter 103. Watch me now. Psalms chapter 103. And I want verse number 12. The last time I checked, it was there. Psalms chapter 103 and verse number 12. Brother Mike, what does the book say? Now, the Bible says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." Now, as far as the east is from the west. You know, I looked at that, Brother Mike, and I couldn't figure out why is it that he said from the east, from the west. Why not from the north to the south? Amen. But now I understand why God said from the east to the west. Yeah, you see, east is opposite of west. Yeah, north and south. North has a north pole. South, there is a south pole. But there's no east pole. And there's no west pole. Amen. Meaning that God has removed our sins from us so far that nobody can go back and try to find them. Amen. That's called forgiveness. Amen. It says from the east to the west, not the north from the south. Because east and west is opposite of each other. Amen. And therefore, north and south, there is a definite point, but there's not when it comes down to east and west. Amen. And if that's the attitude that God has, that's the attitude that we ought to have. I'm trying to get you to go the second mile. It's not enough just to forgive them seven times, but Jesus says 70 times seven. Amen. Number five. It's not enough to confess your sins. But if you're going to be a second miler, you got to forsake your sin. Yeah, it's not enough to confess your sins, but we must forsake our sins. That's number five. Amen. Now, the scripture for that would be 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, where the Bible says, if we walk in the light, as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and it is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from our sins. Amen. It's not enough just to confess, but we must be willing to forsake. Amen. And that's a process. Sometimes it doesn't happen overnight. Amen. There are things that people are addicted to. And right now, just pray to God that where you were and you look in the rearview mirror of your life in 2000, in year 2000, where you were back then, and this is 2016 where you are now, the things that bothered you back then don't bother you as much as they do now. Why? Because every day you're pressing towards the mark of the high calling in Christ. Amen. It's not enough to confess it. But you need to, if you're going to be a second miler, you got to be willing to forsake it. Number six. It's not enough. To save yourself. I want you to write down the word save. It's not enough to save yourself, but you must be willing to save others also. You must save others also. Amen. Now, Peter said, and on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, Peter said on the day of Pentecost, he says, save, in Acts 2 and verse number 40, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Yeah, we're supposed to save ourselves. But if you're going to be a second miler, it's not enough just to save yourself. You got to be willing to go the second mile, be willing to save others also. Amen. I know I'm right because Jesus said in the book of John, the chapters 10 and the verses 16, Jesus said, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, they must hear my voice also, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Amen. Meaning that there are others, and that's what you do here so well at Florence Boulevard. You're not only saving the people here, but you're reaching out in your mission work. The mission work that you do here at Florence Boulevard, you're reaching out to help others and bring others to Christ. Amen. Number seven. It's not enough to do what's commanded. It's not enough to do what's commanded, but you need to be willing to ask the question, what else can I do? It's not enough to do what's commanded, but ask, what else can I do? That is a typographical mistake right there on number seven, but you can put down, what more can I do? Now, if you're going to be a second miler, you know, Brother Melvin, I'm supposed to pray and we worship and we commune and we have the Lord's Supper and I give and I pray and that's enough. No. If you're going to be a second miler, you got to be willing to go the extra mile. Amen. You got to be willing to take it to another level. And you need to be willing to ask the question, what else can I do? What more can I do? Get for me St. John chapter 2. Watch me now. St. John chapter number 2. And I'm about ready to take my seat. Jesus was at a wedding in Cana of Galilee in John chapter number 2. And I believe, Brother Mike, I want verse number 7, St. John chapter 2. I'm talking to those that are here tonight because maybe there's somebody here tonight and they're probably saying, well, Brother Melvin, I do what I'm supposed to do, and that's it. It's us four and no more. It's me, myself, and I. And I'm going to take my communion, and I'm going to give, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to take the Lord's Supper, and I'm going home, and that's enough. In John chapter number 2 and verse number 7, Brother Mike, what does the book say? Jesus said, now they ran out of wine. They didn't have any wine. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. They filled them up to the what? I want you to get a pencil. And on the line, not only did they fill them up, but the text says that they filled them up to the brim. Amen. And that's God's word for Florence Boulevard. That's God's word for the body of Christ everywhere. It's not enough just to do what he says. If you're going to be a second miler, you got to be willing not only to do what he says, but do it to the brim. Be willing to go the second mile. Amen. When you love folks that love you, that's doing what he says. But when you're willing to love those that hate you, you're doing it to the... It's okay to worship God on Sunday mornings. But when you're willing to come back on Sunday nights and on Wednesday nights, you're doing it to the... It's okay to teach the truth and to teach the gospel. But when you're willing to go out everywhere and when you're willing to go out and preach it all over the world, and to all the world, you're doing it to the... It's one thing to forgive folks 7 times, but if you have the attitude of willing to forgive those 70 times 7, you're doing it to the... It's okay to confess your sins. Yeah. We spoke, but when you're willing to forsake your sins, you're doing it to the brim. That is obedience to the superlative degree. Let me say that again. That is obedience, because his mother said, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. That is obedience to the superlative degree. Amen. Not only will I do what he says, but I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it to the... Amen. Yes, that's going the second mile. And that's God's word for those that are here tonight. What is it that God wants? God wants people. Honesty and integrity. Well, how can we do that, Brother Melvin? We got to be willing to do it to the brim. We got to be willing to go the second mile. Because when we do that, God, this is God's way of developing honesty and integrity and character and goodness about us. Amen. This is his way of doing that. And when we do it to the brim, we're not just going to do what he says. We're going to the next level. The Bible says, whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. When I think about people doing it to the brim, when I think about people that's going above and beyond and beneath the calls of duty, I can't help but to think about a man named Moses. Brother Mike, you know Moses, don't you? Brother Don, you remember Moses. Moses was that man in the Bible. Moses was the man that was standing there, and God told Moses, Moses, I want you to take your shoes off your feet, because the place where you're standing is holy ground. And he said, Moses, I want you to go to Pharaoh. And I want you to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Well, Moses said, well, God, if I go there, he's going to want to know, what's your name? What is your name? And God said to Moses, he said, Moses, I am that I am. You want to know who I am? I am that I am. That's my name. And that's God's word for somebody that's here tonight. I am that I am. You see, Moses, I'm the God. I'm the God that allowed the sun to be the silver queen of the day and the moon to be the silver queen of the night. I am. I'm the God that without the use of a stepladder, without the use of a paintbrush, I painted the skies blue. I am. I'm the God that hung the stars up, up, up in the chandeliers of heaven. I am. I'm the God that stepped out on the platform of nothing. I reached back in nothing and got something, and I took something and threw it into nowhere, and nowhere became somewhere. I am. You see, Moses, when you go down to Egypt, you're going to need bread to eat, but don't worry about it, because I am. When you get down to Egypt, Moses, you're going to need water to drink, but don't worry about it, because I am. The I amness of God is in the Old Testament, but thank God it was in a babe in the New Testament, because when I look at Jesus Christ, when he was born in Bethlehem, I see the I amness of God. I heard him say over there in the Bible, I heard Jesus say, I am the bread of life. I am the door of the sheep. I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he comes by me. I am the resurrection from the dead. I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the ending. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the root and the offspring of David. I am the rose of Sharon. I am the lily of the valley. I am the bright and the morning star. I am who I am. I am what I am. And I am just because I am. Am I right about it? I'm talking about the I amness of God. I'm talking about the I amness of God. Whatever your needs are, that's what I am. Whatever your wants are, that's what I am. Yay, Moses, I just want you to know I'm the God. I put the wetness in the water. I put the whiteness in the snow. I put the sweetness in the honey. I put the heat in the fire. I'm the God. I put the vitamins in the vegetables. I put the proteins in the meat. I put the calcium in the milk. I am. I'm the God. I put the laughter in a hyena. I put the bark in a dog. I put a wiggle in a worm. I put the spots on a leopard. I put the stripes on a zebra. And I put a hop in a kangaroo. Is that all right? And if he can do that, he can speak to your sickness, your sadness, your sorrow, and everything will be all right. Amen. I am that I am. All right. Thank you so much. And we're getting ready to extend the invitation momentarily. Thank you.